At Ease, partnering with the South African Military Christian Fellowship. At Ease program will air every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. You can look forward to listening to the Navy Band, Christians in the military sharing their testimonies, weekly devotions to a military theme, and much more. Be ready to relax at ease every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on GNCR.
And it is now 1800 hours here in the GNCR Studios 93.6 FM. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, for the next half an hour or so. And I want to greet each and every one of our listeners out there. At this program, At Ease is made possible for us by the South African Military Christian Fellowship. And we want to say to each and every one of them who is responsible for the content of tonight's program, thank you for your contribution to make this program tonight a success. It's the 30th of November 2021, the last Tuesday of the month of November. I nearly said of the year. There's still a few to come. Our 17th program from this At Ease, and we want to say thank you to the Lord to make it possible for us. Friends, wherever you are, wherever you've been tuned in, wherever you are posted, to all our armed forces out there, our veterans, we greet you in Jesus' name. We salute you at this hour here in KZN, South Africa. It's raining outside here by us. Wind is blowing a little bit. And what a nice weather to start off our program. I want to say thank you to all our content providers by name in this evening, to salute them, to say thank you for Chief of the South African Navy, Vice Admiral Longwane, who authorized the band support to provide the Navy band music. The same with Navy Band Director of the Naval Music, Commander Madikizela, Lieutenant Moholani, Captain Peter Lawrence, Alex Walker, Pastor Jonathan Holt, and then also the narrator for our news, Petty Officer Riransu Manganyi, and Graham Wilson, the narrator for our testimonies. We are really grateful for that. Well, folks, we have a lineup for you here at Ease 93.6 FM. We have, as usual, we start always with the Word of God, the devotion for the night, and for those who are tuned in, it might be a different time slot for you. We have some music, the Navy Band. As you can remember, last Tuesday I said I'm going to play an old song from the Navy Band where we have no info of it. And then we're going to have some news and wonderful testimony to listen to. And then two very important questions that need to be answered. I really trust that you will get a pen and paper ready, especially for the At Ease email address, and what our news narrator going to give us for you to pen down. Let's listen now at Pastor Jonathan Holt as he shared the Word of God to us in this evening.
I'm sure that most of us feel a little worn out and jaded as we approach the end of each year. We may think back of a tiring year with our work and family responsibilities. Then there is the continuing frustration and concerns related to the COVID-19 pandemic. I think that most of us hoped it would be a thing of the past by now, yet it still continues to cause trouble across the world, creating both anger at harsh lockdown restrictions as well as fear with regards to the loss of life and jobs. But the celebration of Christmas each year brings a little bit of cheer to our souls, doesn't it? And why so? Well, because it reminds us of God's grace toward us in our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us that God has not forgotten us. He has not treated us as our sins have deserved. Instead, He has sent His Son to rescue us from our sin, guilt, and eternal ruin. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, we read, The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. In the context of this verse, Isaiah prophesies of future blessing in the region of Galilee. This area had been conquered by the Assyrians and had been placed under their cruel yoke of servitude. It was a place of darkness and despair. Yet it would become a place where the light of God's blessing and joy would be felt. This light would come by way of the promised child who would be born. He would rule on King David's throne and establish peace and righteousness forever. Over 700 years later, this promised child was born. His name was Jesus. He fulfilled this prophecy and the light of the gospel began to shine. As he walked the shores of Galilee, as he walked up and down Palestine preaching the gospel, performing great signs and wonders, he declared that the kingdom of God had come. He was the true King of Israel. He had come to rescue his people from the powers of darkness. And this he did by dying for sinners on the cross at Calvary. He poured out his precious blood to atone for our sins. And then he rose again from the dead and ascended on high, where he now reigns as our King. And he calls us to put our faith and trust in him. Though we live in a world that is covered in spiritual darkness, there is one glorious gospel fact that ought to fill us with hope and joy at this time. And what is that? It is the fact of Jesus' birth. The eternal Son of God became a man 2,000 years ago to rescue us from the tyranny of Satan, sin, and death. What hope we have in Jesus, the light of the world. Let us as God's people not be given to despair. Instead, let us fix our eyes on Jesus and be reminded that God has certainly not forgotten us. He has given us the greatest gift he could have, his own beloved Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have everlasting life and joy. Let's pray together. O Lord our God, we do praise you that you are the God of hope and grace. Thank you that in this world of spiritual darkness where sin and evil run rampant, you have not abandoned us. We rejoice that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. We worship you that Jesus Christ has accomplished full salvation for us. And we thank you that we can look forward to a new glorified risen body and to a new heaven and new earth in which righteousness will dwell. What hope we have in the gospel. May we be delivered from despair and find joy, peace, and encouragement in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to that, Pastor Jonathan. Thank you for the hope that there is in Christ to share it with us. Yes, and as the beloved pastor say, that this year is nearly over. I don't know about you, that this year was just too fast. Just too fast. You know, I thought with the COVID pandemic and everything will slow down because of the uncertainty there's a lot of turmoil that's going on in the world. And now there's a new variant that is, more dangerous than the previous one. And one can really easy and quickly lose hope. If you are not anchored, if you are not anchored in God and His Word, I don't know where will you get that hope. Not a false hope, not a hope so, but true, genuine hope that will see you through these difficult times that we live in. And this message, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1, that there is hope because Jesus is the hope. He's a person. It's not an abstract concept somewhere. It is personified in Christ. Thank you for that. Also, we're going to listen now to that one song. It's called The Naval Flavor from the Navy Band. Now, folks, I would really love to know some, you know, where does this thing all, originate? Because we can't find any info of this Naval Flavor. That's the name of this piece of music that is going to play now. If you got it, if you have some info, please send us an email to atease@gncr.org.za, and we would love to hear, where did it originate, what is it all about? Because I know it's an old song. That's maybe why there is maybe no documentation of that, because it is an old song. So let's listen to it. and may God bless you. Hey, I trust that you enjoy this naval flavor, and it spice your day or your night up at this hour wherever you are being tuned in. Yes, you are tuned in at GNCR, Good News Community Radio Station, 93.6 FM. And I am your host for the next 15, 16 minutes that is still left here at this radio station in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. Folks, I want to give you our website address where you can find tonight's program. It is www.gncr.org.za. Maybe I can repeat it again. www.gncr.org.za. Because tonight's program is going to be on our podcast. Now, I think before midnight tonight it will be available, and I'm going to try to do my utmost best to put it for our listeners up there, and that you can listen to it once again. Maybe you missed the first half, or you want others to listen to it. So check it out. After midnight tonight, I trust the Lord that it will be there, www.gncr.org.za. You click on that podcast, scroll down to local programs, and I trust by the time that before this night is over, you will listen to that. Friends, also, we're going to listen now to our testimony. You know, as I listen to this testimony and I prepare for tonight, I think of what the Bible say about testimony. Testimony means, Lord, you did it again, or you did it in the past. You can do it again. And that is the awesomeness of a testimony when our narrator, Graham Wilson, is going to read it for us. It will, may it encourage our listeners. Maybe you have also a testimony that you would like to share with us. Please, we're going to give the South African Military Christian Fellowship email address during the news. That's why we ask, get your pen and paper ready so that you can dot it down, and even the cell number that they're going to give, so that you can send it to them and that they can listen to it and let others also know about what God has done for you, especially for our forces, armed forces. You know, in the Navy, in the military, there in the Air Force, our veterans, we didn't forget about you. Please, if it is possible for you, send us an email. Please, we will love that. We're going to listen now to Graham Wilson as he's going to narrate for us the testimony.
The following testimony is taken from the SA Military Challenge newspaper. Military success proved a hollow goal. Success at any cost. For German officer cadet Marcel Reich, there was no price too high to pay to reach the pinnacle of his army career, or even if it meant stepping over or even on a few heads along the way. Friendships were sacrificed. Feelings were discarded. I was driven. I wanted to develop my job into a passion, he shares. I was always looking for the kick, the special challenge. My family environment, acquaintances, friends, and my personal religious life suffered, but in my little world, I assumed this was the way to enjoy life to the fullest. Even when Marcel began to suspect this was not the best way to live, he did nothing. I wasn't determined enough to turn things around because I was familiar with the old course, he admits. Everything is easier and faster if you only think of yourself. Just doing what was profitable for me, I was shaped by my resume. Marcel tried to repress his doubts by throwing himself even more into his work and leisure activities, but things got worse and worse. I didn't have any inner peace and I felt empty. Unforgiveness, problems and conflicts drove me round the bend. My life was flowing out through my fears and I couldn't hold or control anything anymore. And then a turning point came from a previously neglected source, the Bible. Marcel suddenly remembered a verse which he says recalibrated his compass. Because you always help me, I am safe under your protection. That's why I can sing for joy. I cling to you and you hold me with your strong hand. Psalm 63 verses 7 to 8. Marcel had been raised in a Christian home and at that moment realized how much he had deviated from his upbringing. The way I was living, there was no blessing from God, he admits. I realize now that no matter how much I tried to dull my senses, I couldn't stop myself remembering the good and using common sense to recognize what is right and really important and what is wrong. Still, turning his life around was no mean feat, and Marcel struggled with how to do that. The decisive turning point came when I met a military pastor in my barracks, he recalls. But I was torn about whether I should allow another person insight into the depths of my troubled personality, my tormented soul, or not. Weeks passed until he finally bit the bullet and spoke to the pastor. For the first time in my life, I was able to talk openly about my situation, my broken emotional world, and many other shortcomings and needs. I had never been able to have unconditional trust in another person. After a long, honest conversation, I was empowered and encouraged. I was able to start over, to forgive, but above all, to accept forgiveness myself. After a final prayer, I left the parish building in the barracks and felt reborn. Since that day, I have fully experienced God's blessing again, every day. The joy of small things in everyday life, of professional success in the career ladder, of a wonderful marriage relationship, and much more. But most important to me is the inner peace that I now have. I'm so grateful to my military chaplain. My new life of faith opened my eyes to how other things matter so much more than just being successful in military service. Another Bible passage that means a lot to Marcel is Psalm 91, which speaks of God's protection, something he believes he experienced firsthand when a flashbang grenade exploded on him. I should have been burned all over my body, but I only suffered minor and superficial injuries, he marvels. I recovered quickly and completely. He has a deep appreciation of how God has helped him. No matter how far I have gone and how deep I have fallen, God has not let me lie. He helped me. He brought me back. He led me anew on his good path with him. That is why the verse from Psalm 63 has become so important to me. God's blessings to all who trust in him.
What can one say when you listen to that testimony? How difficult is it? I don't think it is so easy to let someone into your life, and especially there's so much that happens to you. How, you know, they say cowboys don't cry, and especially not in front of their cows. And I think it is a man thing that you don't want other people to speak into your life, especially as a man. Because we are grown up like that, so you will sort out your own stuff, and sometimes we can't. We just make more of a mess than try to solve it. And then you have to speak to someone else and let him into your private life. That's not so easy. But praise God, God is the one who softened the hearts. And that brings us to our questions. We have two questions that we ask last Tuesday, and Captain Peter Lawrence is going to ask it again. I want you to listen to this, because it fits so into this testimony. It's sometimes very, very difficult. And maybe you never ponder about it. Maybe this past week, after you heard it last Tuesday, that, you know, now you start thinking about it. Here's the questions again. Listen to our captain speaking.
Good evening, listeners. Life is short, but eternity is forever. One thing is certain in life, that we will someday all die. But the real question is, where will we be spending eternity? For the soldier facing sudden death in the war zone is a greater added reality than that of the ordinary citizen when it comes to dying. But we will all face dying someday. It is one certainty in life. There are two questions that need to be considered as you think about your life after death and where you will spend it. By answering these two spiritual questions correctly, you can rest in the biblical promises and assurance of our Heavenly Father that you will spend eternity in heaven. The first question then, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that should you die, you are going to heaven? I'll repeat the first question, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that should you die, you are going to heaven? The second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God, and he were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? I repeat, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God, and he were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? These two questions demand two correct answers. Please, If anyone is unsure or uncertain what to answer, or that you think you answered the questions incorrectly, please contact a pastor, the South African Military Christian Fellowship, or GNCR for help and guidance to answer correctly. We will gladly help. The SAMCF and GNCR contact email addresses, telephone numbers are provided throughout the At Ease program. Thank you, and please live life in peace and joy, assured of the eternal heavenly life possible to come.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence. A question that comes to my mind as the captain speak about and ask these two questions. And he said, there's only two right answers. There's only one answer. In a world where is there no more absolute truths, there's only one correct answer. I wonder, how do you think about that statement? There's only one correct answer. Ponder about that. We're going to listen now to the news.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. I am Riranzo Manganyi, your news reader. The SAMCF is planning 3 weekend training and equipping events for 2022. We are hoping for 15 delegates from the Western Cape and possibly another 5 from other provinces. The 2022 SAMCF 10 calendars will only be ready from the 3rd of December for distribution. Listeners are to please email SAMCF or GNCR at the addresses given at the end of the news, should anyone want an SAMCF 10 calendar. The Military Challenge newspaper is ready for posting out to our listeners, should you request a good news newspaper. 19,000 papers have already been distributed to SANDF units and bases around South Africa. Please use the same channel as the calendar to order. Both calendar and the newspaper are free of charge and can be posted and delivered to you. The SAMCF plans to embark on a marketing strategy mid-2022 to tell other provinces about the SAMCF and how they might become involved. Key identified SAMCF bases and units in all our provinces will be briefed on the role and purpose of our SAMCF, and the time spent visiting will also be used to teach key MCF discipleship, Bible study, and prayer method used by our SAMCF. Other subjects will also be presented. Our South African Military Christian Fellowship is launching a disciple training course in neighboring South African countries using South African-based organization called Discipling Nation, who will facilitate this initiative for us. Namibia has been identified as the start country. The SAMCF will also conduct these discipleship courses in the near future. The SAMCF is looking at locating and establishing an office HQ in the Western Cape for better conducting administrative and operational SAMCF duties and requirements. Additional funding will be required for the new initiative. We please value our listeners' prayer for these news items. Please consider how the listeners might become more involved supporting the ministry of the SAMCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact and coordinate with you. Your support will be very much appreciated. All this for the glory and praise of our Heavenly Father, to reach the lost and wayward, and encourage the saints serving in the SANDF. We thank you. Remember, our contact details are 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. Email address is samcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, samcf3@gmail.com. And you can also contact us on our messenger, on our Facebook page, which is South African Military Christian Fellowship. You can also contact, email us on our GNCR email address, which is at ease@gncr.org.za. I repeat, at ease@gncr.org.za. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Petty Officer Riransu Manganyan. Sorry, Mangani. Thank you. Sorry for the misrepresentation of pronunciation of your surname. It's an honor to listen to that because it helps us to pray for our South African Military Christian Fellowship Organization and our men and women in arms. I trust that you have writing down the details of the different email addresses and also the cell number of the South African Military Christian Fellowship. We're going to listen now to our last song for the evening. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, here at 93.6 FM. I want to say to you once again, you can find tonight's program on our podcast by going to our website, www.gncr.org.za. And by midnight tonight, I think it will be there for you to listen to it. Thank you. This is our last song for the evening before we close down. Let us enjoy that. Like a golden oldie, one of those precious golden oldies. Well, folks, it's good night for me here at GNCR 93.6 FM. Thank you that you're listening in. Thank you that you tuned in. May God bless you until we meet again next week, the same time, the same place. Be at ease. God bless.